Next item on the agenda is license status review. Good morning. First person I have is Mr. Jerry Bays. Mr. Bays, can you come forward? Officer involved, come forward, please. Good morning.
Good morning.
Mr. Bays, do you intend to testify? No, say anything. Officer, would you raise your right? Have you already been sworn?
Yes, sir.
Okay, proceed.
Mr. Jerry Bays has one new conviction, having possession uncold oysters, 24 quarts. Date of offense, February 22nd, 2019. Date of conviction, April 10th, 2019. Officer Patrick West. These are Mr. Bays' 2019, 2018 licenses and permits and his previous conviction.
Okay.
The Commission's guidelines for sanctions specify that one conviction of possessing at least 50% over the tolerance of undersized shellfish within a two-year period should result in at least a one-year probation. In accordance with 28.2-232 of the Code of Virginia, the guidelines suggest that Mr. Bays be placed on probation for a period of 1 year from the date of this Commission meeting, October 22, 2019, through October 21, 2020. Any failure on Mr. Bays' part to obey any of the laws or regulations relating to the marine resources of the Commonwealth during the one-year probation will result in Mr. Bays appearing before the Commission for a hearing on license revocation.
Okay. Is this a companion case with Miles Peabody?
Yes.
Mr. Peabody, can you come forward, please? Mr. Peabody?
He was...
Miles Peabody.
He was postponed till November.
Oh, is that the one? Okay.
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Officer?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, sir. This incident occurred on February 22nd, 2019, at approximately 12:59 hours. I was on patrol, displaying my badge of authority in a marked police unit conducting oyster inspections on vessels that were working in the Miles Jack Bay. I was located at King Seafood in Gloucester County, watching vessels transit from the Miles Jack to Crown Point Marina, also located in Gloucester. I observed a vessel with a blue hull underway headed towards Crown Point Marina. Once I was able to observe the vessel had oyster gear on it, I made my way to the marina. Once I arrived at Crown Point Marina, I identified the vessel by its name, Holdfast. Once the vessel was moored to the dock, I identified myself as Virginia Marine Police and identified the two male subjects on board as Miles Peabody and Jerry Bays. I used their Virginia Marine Resources Commission license for identification. After checking the crew's license, I was able to observe the crew had 16 bushels of oysters on board. I asked the crew if they had harvested oysters in the Miles Jack, and they replied yes. While I was speaking to the two subjects, I could see that each bushel had very small oysters on top of the baskets. After I identified everyone on board, I began my inspection of the crew's oysters. I selected a bushel of oysters from the vessel, dumped them into my basket, and began culling using a 3-inch culling stick and a 4-quart cane. As I proceeded culling the oysters, I found numerous undersized oysters in shell. After I completed my inspection, I filled 2 4-quart cans and a 5-gallon bucket that I had retrieved from my vehicle. Once the inspection was completed, I advised the two individuals they were in violation of having uncalled oysters. I explained the bonding process to Mr. Peabody and Mr. Bays numerous times once they had understood and decided not to bond the oysters. After they declined the bonding of the oysters, I issued them a summons for possession of uncalled oysters and advised both of them that the catch needed to return to public bottom. I offered to plant the oysters for them so they would not have to make the transit back to the oyster ground. At approximately 14:30 hours, MPO Chris Miller and Clint Smith helped me load the oysters onto our police vessel, and we were underway headed back to the public oyster ground. At 14:50 hours, we arrived at the ground and proceeded to plant the oysters we had seized from the vessel and the crew hold fast. We arrived back at the dock at 15:36.
Questions by members of the commission for their officer. Mr. Bays, do you have any questions of the officer?
No, sir.
Okay. And you do not wish to be heard?
None.
Okay. How was his demeanor?
Very good, sir. Right. He was polite and cooperative.
Okay. Mr. France.
Yeah, I just have a comment on this. From what I understand it, 24 quarts of shell and small oysters.
Yes, sir.
And after I read this the other night, I think it's only 34 quarts in a bushel.
Mr. Tankard.
Have you seen anybody be this far into the weeds as far as it goes on?
Since the time that I've been here, now this has been the most, sir.
Further questions or comments? Matters before the commission for action.
I had one more question.
Mr. Tankard, proceed.
I'm sort of surprised that the officers just stated that this is as far out into the beyond the law as he's ever seen, and he's been with us quite some time, that we only have 1 year probation in front of us.
Well, here's the deal. I'll explain that to you. That is based on the matrix. The matrix provides for violations. It does not take into consideration the severity of the violation. That is covered under pursuant to Section 28.2.232 of the Code of Virginia, which allows the commission to take into consideration the harm or danger to the seafood industry, mm-hmm. if that's the way you want to go. Matters up to you. You can do whatever you please pursuant to that section.
I got a question.
Mr. Zedrin?
For Mr. Bays there.
Mr. Bays, raise your right hand. You solemnly swear the testimony you give will be the truth, all truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I do.
Proceed, Mr. Zedrin.
As you can see, this has given us a little dilemma here, and we're concerned about the amount of uncooled oysters here. Can you just kind of give us a synopsis or a summary of how this happened?
Yes, sir. The captain and I were both scallopers as well. The culling irons that we had are aluminum, and over, I guess, the 6 months period that we scallop, the culling irons has oxidized and when we found out that we had 24 quarts, we went back and measured our culling irons, and they were almost a quarter of an inch off just from the oxidation of us not using them. So that is the reason why that we had so many uncooled oysters. It wasn't like, it was negligence on our part for not measuring the oysters, but it was, it wasn't intentional. You know, we thought that we were doing the right thing.
Did you mention this to the officer when he said, look, you got all these?
Well, they had already gone and took off with the oysters to replant them on the ground. By the time we figured what was going on, what happened.
Okay, thank you.
But I did mention it to the, the judge that I went in front of.
Further questions? Okay. The matter's before the commission for discussion and or action. Mr. France?
I make a motion for 2 years probation.
Motion made by Mr. France for 2 years probation. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Ballard. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. 2 years probation. Thank you, Mr. Bays. Next individual, Jennifer Bonneville. Good morning, ma'am. Officer, have you been previously sworn?
Yes, sir.
Ms. Bonneville, do you intend to testify? Do you not? I'll tell you what. Never mind. Go ahead. Proceed.
Ms. Jennifer Bonneville has 1 new conviction, having possession uncooled oysters undersized 6 quarts. Date of offense, February 8th, 2019. Date of conviction, April 10th, 2019. Officer James Vollmer. Here are her 2019-2018 licenses and permits and previous conviction. The Commission's guidelines for sanctions specify that 1 conviction of possessing at least 50% over the tolerance of undersized shellfish within a 2-year period should result in at least a 1-year probation. In accordance with 28.2-232 of the Code of Virginia, the guidelines suggest that Ms. Bonneville be placed on probation for a period of 1 year from the date of this Commission meeting, October 22, 2019, through October 21, 2020. Any failure on Ms. Bonneville's part to obey any of the laws or regulations relating to the marine resources of the Commonwealth during the 1-year probation will result in Ms. Bonneville appearing before the Commission for a hearing on a license revocation.
All right, thank you. Officer?
Good morning. This offense occurred on February 8th, 2019 at 1320 in the afternoon. Myself and some other units were checking oysters in the area of Barracks Landing off the Glass Road. Had the occasion to inspect and call oysters in that area. Upon our arrival at that particular landing, there were several commercial watermen around, loading around their vehicles. As we entered the parking lot, they abruptly got into the vehicles and then drove off. Observed several bushels of oysters, both on the dock as well as in the back of the Crabs Express seafood truck. I selected a bushel basket from the dock. The harvester name on the basket was Kyle Green. I proceeded to call the oysters, and the result was 6 quarts of undersized oysters. It was explained to Ms. Bonneville at the onset of the culling that if there was a violation, she would receive a summons since she took possession of them, and all the commercial watermen drove off upon our arrival. She was issued a summons with a court date of March 13th, which we continued to a trial of April 10th of this year in Gloucester Criminal Court. She was not present. She was tried in her absence and found guilty and fined $250 with a court cost of $121. I do have a calibration sheet for both the call stick and the four-quart can.
All right. Thanks, sir. Questions of the officer or members of the commission? Mr. Tankard.
You mentioned twice that the waterman drove off. What's going on? I'm not sure. You were present. What's the significance of the driving off? Everybody taking off.
What I interpret that as that they're probably have some undersized product they're delivering, rather than stick around and claim whatever they're handing off to her.
Tankard.
So I didn't understand. Crab Express seafood truck, is that owned by
that's
Ms.
owned
Bonneville?
By Ms. Bonneville.
Okay.
Yes.
Further questions, Mr. Ballard?
The only person left was the vendor. Sorry. They all drove off.
I'm sorry, I couldn't.
Only person left was the vendor. They all drove off.
Okay. All right.
Mr. Ballard?
I guess I'm confused. We usually see these cases with the harvest fish. And in this case, it's a weird situation because we have a buyer being issued the summons. And was she acting as a harvester? Is that your interpretation? Or I don't think I've seen a case where we've had the buyer receive the possession of uncold oysters.
No, I'd interpret her as being the harvester. I took her from the standpoint, but she has possession of the oysters at that point. As I said earlier, some were in the truck and some were still on the dock.
Any questions?
Mr. Zedrin.
Is there a provision in the law that requires the buyer to cull the oysters?
I'm unaware, personally.
Nope.
How do you determine that she had knowledge that they were undersized?
I would not have no idea how she would know if they're undersized or not without measuring herself any more than I would, aside from peering on and looking at the top of each basket. And the one I did call, there were several small ones on top, but that could be just the ones on top. But without calling them yourself, you're counting on the people that are your harvesters to do the right thing and bring you the right product.
I think it's a situation of caveat emptor at that point. Ms. Block, or Jeff, a comment? Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Mr. Tankard?
So one more question. So, but aren't these oysters tagged with the names of the gentlemen or ladies who have harvested them?
They do have a harvester tag on it.
So follow-up question?
Yes, sir.
Did we follow up with those men or ladies who had the tag?
I did not. Like I said, they all drove off. I'm not sure which vehicle he would be out into.
I think it's a situation where it's possession, plain, straightforward possession. If you leave a certain piece of contraband in front of you, I leave it, and you are in the business of seafood, then you become the law, the possessor of the product.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's specifically what 4 VAC 226040 says, is that is in possession of. So we get to the point is, from those that have brilliant legal minds that are on here, what is possession? Mr. Zedrin?
I'll take exception to that. And
okay.
I've ruled on hundreds of these cases as a judge. Here's the example that we see all the time, is that there's two times. Here's four people in the car. The police officer stops the car for speeding. and he asks to search the car, and they say fine. And he finds marijuana underneath the passenger car, a passenger seat. But the owner of the car is charged with possession of marijuana, finding not guilty. You got to show some knowledge of that. This is a criminal statute. The caveat emptor is buyer beware, you know, like for real estate or things like that, not for criminal law. You got to prove a person guilty beyond a reasonable doubt in a criminal case. And so you got to show some knowledge, some awareness. And that's why I asked the officer, is there a requirement that the buyer cull the oysters? What if these oysters were at the bottom of this basket instead of the top? You know, we have a trained officer here that, and it's sort of like when you go to buy seafood at a seafood market. You say you want a pound of shrimp. Well, he picks his hand in there, and he pulls out almost two of the shrimp, a pound of shrimp, because he does it all the time. And these officers are well-trained, and they're really good at what they do, and they can look. They know what a small oyster looks like. But a buyer on the other side, if I wouldn't have bought the bushel, I wouldn't look. You know, if a guy was selling, you know, 10, 15 bushels here, and it was legal for him to sell it, it was legal for me to buy it, I wouldn't. I probably wouldn't even have a tape measure to measure it. So I think, and the officer here himself testified that he wouldn't know it other than the fact that, but for him culling it, that he wouldn't be able to know that. So I think we've got a problem here.
Well, two points. Number one, I can assure you that I get numerous complaints from time to time as far as buyers are concerned that they have not received a level measure in the bushel. That means they're looking. I don't know how long she's been in the seafood business, but I would bet she knows oysters as well as that officer does. The other point is, she is here not because the officer wrote the summons. She is here because a court of competent jurisdiction convicted her based on the testimony that was provided in court. Not because of the summons, but because of the conviction. So that's what brings us here. There is a judge out there that apparently believed that she was in possession of it, and again, it's totally up to the commission to make a decision as far as that's concerned, but I would reasonably or respectfully indicate that if it weren't for the conviction, she would not be here. And in all due respect, a judge determined that she was in possession pursuant to the laws of the Commonwealth of Virginia. But that being said, still, the matter is a matter of discretion for the commission. Mr. Ballard.
This concerns me a little bit because at what point, if we are determining it to be possession of under the size limit, at what point in the supply chain and distribution chain does that stop? Are we going to bring restaurants before us because they are in possession of undersized oysters?
I will take, yes, in all due respect, there has been times where we have gone actually into supermarkets with culling irons to check the carapace length of lobsters because of complaints that we received. And believe it or not, the manager of the store who's in possession of that lobster receives a summons.
And I worry about the handling of, if this is the route we go, how many times these animals get handled, because they can only be culled and handled so many times before you're damaging the oyster. And if it's culled by the harvester, then the buyer on the dock, then the buyer's plant, then the seafood distribution partner, then the restaurant. I'm not sure Virginia's going to have much of an oyster industry left. I would move to, I'm not sure the proper wording here, but move to not approve the staff motion and just dismiss this charge.
Is there a second to the motion?
We'll second it.
Seconded by Mr. Zedrin. Further discussion?
Yeah, I have discussion, I guess. And this is really back to the commissioner's point. She's been convicted, and so the arguments here have been trying to retry the case that's already been tried. And so, you know, whether you agree with the judge or not, you know, our decision here is what do we do with her? What do we do with her license? And You know, so I, you know, whether the judge, I guess what I'm hearing is we're retrying the case, which we're not really supposed to be doing. I don't have a problem with your motion, but I think we're stepping beyond what we're supposed to be doing with our problems with this.
Mr. Zadrin?
I'm not here retrying this case, but I think we need to look at the big picture here. And you know, just like when we see how we ask the officer, what was the defendant or the person who received the summons like? What was his attitude, demeanor, okay? And that's what I'm talking about here, is that what I'm kind of seeing is, you know, she was tried in her absence. That's her fault, okay? But the fact is that if there was some kind of conduct on her part which identified that she knew what she was doing, that she buys these kind of oysters all the time or something, that's what I'm talking about. She doesn't have a list of 10 of these convictions or anything like that. And I think we can go too far. And it's like the co-commissioner said there. I mean, where does it stop? And you know, now as we're talking about this, I see what the officer was saying. Those guys in those trucks, they knew they were unculled oysters, and they took off. And that's probably what he suspected as well. And they leave the little buyer here to take all the heat. And I don't think that's fair. I think we've got to do what's fair.
Mr. Tankard?
Well, I hear everything that everyone has said, and I certainly can understand their logic. However, you know, when you're buying oysters, you have some sense of some obligation to be buying oysters that are legal. Particularly at that point in the chain of supply, where you're buying them more than a restaurant, more than an individual, you're buying them on a daily basis. So your livelihood kind of depends on buying the proper product. And I think here, Ms. Bonwell probably had pretty good a feeling that these were undersized oysters, just like a Marine police officer could look down there and see they're undersized oysters. When you do it and you're a professional at doing it, doesn't take too long to sniff out undersized oysters. So I feel like we'd be negligent not to be giving Miss Bonnewell some type of reprimand here. That's my feeling. But I just get having a hard time. What I'm having a hard time with is the guys that took off, and you see this around at docks where people all of a sudden they gather and they take off when the MPOs show up because they don't really want to be part of the transaction and see that happen. And I just worry they were in possession. The tag says they were in possession. It's a past tense possession. I think there should be something that they're obliged to suffer as well because of past tense of possession. That's my only heartache in this whole thing.
As far as the folks fleeing, it's one of those situations when I was a trooper, you get on the road and you had three or four cars all running together at 80 miles an hour, and a person says, "Why'd you stop me?" Well, the answer is I can't catch one at a time. And it's true. That's good. The other thing that caused me a little concern, to Mr. Ballard's point, is this is not inside of a restaurant. This is not inside of a packing facility. This is at the dock, right beside the dock, first-hand transaction. That's what concerns me a little bit. So, anyway. So, further discussion, Mr. Ballard?
I understand the points, and I do think this point in the supply chain could be scrutinized more than further down because there are professionals that do this every day. I would just say that this would be a pretty remarkable shift in the industry. And I'm going to have to abstain because I'm a buyer in this as well. But my first instinct, if we were to hold Ms. Bonnewell accountable for this, would be to have to go buy culling equipment, a manufacturing line, and put two more people on every point we buy oysters from to go through all the oysters. It would be a remarkable change in how the industry is operated or operates. Currently, it's people pull up to a dock with a truck. They have one person who's semi-trained in buying oysters, but they're not processing at the dock. also have concerns with effects on warm weather, although the public grounds aren't open during warm weather. But if they were, you'd have to be processing in open air, which would have health department ramifications. This concerns me, and what a shift it would be, and the thought process for how this is regulated.
Okay. Mr. Powell, just so I'm correct, you said you're going to be abstaining. If you're abstaining, you also got to check with counsel under the rules of order. You're going to have to withdraw your motion as well. Someone else can make it, but if you're going to abstain, you have to withdraw your motion.
I withdraw my motion.
At this point, there is no motion to table. Further discussion? Mr. Tankard?
I'll move to approve staff recommendation.
Motion made by Mr. Tankard to approve staff recommendations. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Second by Dr. Neal. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Raise your hands, please. All in favor of the motion, raise your hand. One, two, three, four, five. Motion carries. Thank you. All opposed? One abstention?
Abstain.
Two abstentions.
I oppose.
Opposition by Mr. France. Motion carries. 5-1 and two abstentions. Did you get that, Jamie? Got it? Okay. Thank you very much.